Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning. I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. He's got the weekend off, and what a beautiful weekend to enjoy. On the phone with me is Seamus Toomey. Seamus is the editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. And I saw all over Twitter yesterday, Seamus, that this was the week that the death of DNA Info happened, correct? And through that, the birth of this fantastic, what we call, extremely local news in Black Club Chicago. So, unfortunately, there was a thought that there wasn't a need for this, and we know there is. So how are you this morning?
Hey, Lisa. Yes, good morning. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Yeah, this is the first week of November is always somewhat bittersweet for the folks who had worked at DNA Info, certainly, but also all our readers. We had shut down one afternoon when it was when our owner gave up on it, and it was kind of a sad day. But we licked our wounds. We got together. We started Black Club Chicago as a nonprofit, and it's been going great. We won a big award this week, an international award for best online news site. And it's been very exciting. We're encouraging people to sign up to support us, get subscriptions, the whole nine yards at blockclubchicago.org. It's been fun to get back to the neighborhood news beat, and excited to talk with you about some great stories this morning.
Yeah, and people want it, and they're willing to pay for it. Everybody will throw in a little bit, and so that's why we love featuring extremely local news. And I see that there's a gallery that wants to give local artists a little more exposure, huh?
Right, and this is exactly the sort of story that our reporters love looking for. Just stories of people's dream jobs. And this is in the Portage Park neighborhood on the northwest side. A woman by the name of Rhea Dunton had always dreamed about opening up her own art gallery, and has been working on it for years and years. And just this week, she got it done. She's having a grand opening tonight at 6 p.m. It's called the Triple R Gallery at 5031 West Montrose Avenue. Again, that's in the Portage Park neighborhood. And what she's planning on doing is highlighting one artist each month that will roughly have about half of the gallery to display her art. And then the other things will be rotating artists, people to work in there. Really a focus on getting local artists a spot to show their craft.
It's so important. It really is. And tell me about this Westside Urban Farm. I love that they're growing produce for food pantries. I mean, that is fantastic because it's hard for food pantries to actually stock fresh food. So when they can get it from a farm and get it into the hands of people who need it, I think that's a huge win for everyone.
I agree. I love the story. Exactly right. They're growing the food right on the west side in the Garfield Park neighborhood. It goes out to a food pantry called the Vital Bridges Food Pantry, which has several locations around the area. And they even ask their shoppers at the food pantry what sort of produce would you like next year? They're planning what they're going to do at this farm on the west side. So they really get the input from the people that are eating it. And the news this week was just yesterday the city agreed to help this farm. It's called Chicago Farm Works, to help them buy some neighboring lots next to their existing 2-acre farm, which is at 411 North Kedzie. So they're growing. By next year, they'll have secured that land. They'll be able to plant more food. They did 30,000 servings of fresh produce last year alone. So it really gets out to a lot of people who need it, need healthy food.
And that's grown in just a couple of greenhouses, and they were able to feed 30,000 people?
It's amazing. It's amazing. 2 acres. They really pack it in there, and they've had their eye on some of these lots. One of them actually separates the farm from the other side of the farm, so it's going to be a lot more convenient when they can buy this additional lot just on Kedzie, just on the west side. So good things happening over there. Obviously a good use for some vacant property as well, and we love to see this. Our west side reporter, Pascal Sabino, he writes such great stories about urban farms. It's a passion of his, so he keeps finding these interesting people with these great projects, farms within the city, and I'm sure they probably like the extra daylight coming this weekend in the morning as well.
Absolutely. Seamus Toomey is with us. He's the editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. This is extremely local news, and I love these stories that you focus on where there's something good, where people are so in love with their postal person that they're mail carrier, that they're like, we don't want you to quit, we don't want you to leave, we don't want you to retire.
I know I love these stories as well too, because if you've got a good postal carrier, it really makes a difference. You can rely on him or her. You know it's going to be there. I know that's not the case throughout the city and the suburbs, everywhere, but some places just have wonderful folks, and the folks in Forest Glen, which is a little pocket, pretty pocket of the city up along the Kennedy Expressway near Portage Park, or near Jefferson Park, excuse me. They've got this great postal carrier named Roger Mangio, who just retired at the end of October after 31 years. And all the neighbors say, they say, so what they did is a bunch of the neighbors put signs in their windows, Forest Glen loves Roger, or good luck, Roger. They surprised him as he walked some of his final routes. They saw all these signs in their windows thanking him. They came out and thanked him. They gave him a special plaque, and they just really made him feel loved, which he appreciated as he's going into retirement after 31 years. And he says, don't worry, though, his son just applied to be a postal carrier, and if he gets the job, Roger's going to give him his mail cart and a lot of his expertise and tips on how to be a great postal carrier, because it's so important.
For a lot of people who are retired, that's the one person they can count on that's coming to the door every single day. And I know for my mom, it was like, he's got my check. He's got my check every month, so they really do become a part of the family and certainly a fabric of the neighborhood. Well, thank you so much for checking in with us, Seamus. I hope you have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you, Lisa. You too. I appreciate it.